this day the Lord has made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. This night may we come before His presence with our hearts full of gladness, full of joy, full of gratitude that the Lord has kept us this far. The Lord has kept us in peace. He has shielded us from trouble in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are coming tonight to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for shielding us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation, for your goodness, for your children across the nation, across the globe. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us this far as a church, as an assembly. May your name be praised. May your name be exalted. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and worship you, to come and praise you, to come and lift up your name, O God. And this day we are not ashamed to come boldly before the throne of grace with the blood of the Lamb, that we may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. We pour our hearts unto you. We pour our spirit unto you. We dedicate our mind, our body, our soul unto you, Jesus. We subdue everything under the obedience of Christ as we resist every devil. We resist every darkness. We resist every temptation. We resist anything that is out of order. As we saturate ourselves in the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood upon this halt, upon this house, upon the air, upon your people, upon the church, upon every vessel we are using for worship. We plead the blood. May the blood have its way upon this service, O God, as we commit this service in your able hand, Almighty Father. It is our prayer that move in a mighty way tonight in the name of Jesus. Let the sick be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the bound be loosed in the name of Jesus. Let there be miracles. Let there be testimonies. Let there be healing in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, send forth your word tonight and heal us of our infirmities in the name of Jesus. We commit this session in your able hand, O God. Have your way, Spirit of Christ. Have your way, Spirit of liberty. Have your way in our worship, in our prayer, in our praises, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we commit ourselves before you, Lord, that we are but mere vessel, O God. Use us for your glory. Use us for your glory. May you breathe on us tonight, O Father. Touch the fiber of our hearts. Revive us again in the mighty name of Jesus. O Ripayata Seberina Hanto Zopatia Dianande Iparata Sepetia Rabahanto Zoparite Zebedia Ipabababu Shantara. Just worship Him, praise Him wherever you are. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our King. We worship you, our Lord. We worship you, O Lord. We come to Mount Zion tonight. We come to Mount Zion. We come to the mountain of hope. We come to the mountain of deliverance. We come at the place where the people of God shall receive what belongs to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we invoke the blessings in the name of God. We invoke the help in the name of God. We invoke the mercy in the name of God. We invoke the favor in the name of God. That Father, arise and shine. Arise upon this tent. Arise upon this house. Arise in a mighty way. Arise in your wings of glory, in your wings of power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your presence go forth across the land, across the ocean, from mountain to mountain, from nation to nation. We decree the glory of God. We decree the salvation of our God. We decree the healing power of God. We decree the help of our Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor, Almighty Father. It is our prayer that tonight let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O Father. Give us this day our daily bread, O Father. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we live in very difficult times and very challenging days as we see our nation is being shaken right now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are in a new government and a lot of structures are shaking at the moment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded of one thing, of the story of David, that he said that he looked onto the mountain. Where does his help come from? Praise the Lord. A time come where what you trust in, what you believe in, will be put to trial. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if your faith is not anchored on the solid ground, you will be shaken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I tell people, don't trust so much on these systems of this world, because anything created by men, whether good, hallelujah, is still prone to failure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We see recently we have been having a lot of plane crashes in a way that we have never seen before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are hearing of planes clashing with one another. We are hearing planes falling on the wall. We are hearing all manner of things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is a reminder to all of us that the wisdom of man is lacking. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God allows us to fail in our pursuit of wisdom, in our pursuit of knowledge, in our pursuit for these physical resources to remind us of one thing, that we need God. Are we together? Hallelujah. So sometimes even everything we trust, everything, whether it's education system, whether it's our government, whether it's our political leaders, in one way or another, they are doomed to disappoint us. The only one that we can put our faith, the only one we can put our trust, the only one we can lean on the days of trial, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run onto it and they are safe. Do you have a name in your life that you can call upon when you are in need? You can call upon when you are going through trials, when you are going through temptations. Hallelujah. Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Or all your faith is in man? Or all your faith is in your job, in your career, in your doctor? And when these things begin to fail, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's one high technology just was launched just some few weeks ago. It's called the DeepSeek. Praise the Lord. The technology from China. They said the moment it was launched, one of the biggest technologies called NVIDIA, hallelujah, it clashed, it lost millions within a day. Praise the Lord. So that tells you that this system of this world is so volatile. Hallelujah. It is so volatile that no matter how rich you are, you can lose everything within a day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we have to put our hope and our trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. We have to put our hope and our trust in the Lord. And the Bible says that he sent forth his word and he healed them of their infirmity. Today we were singing of that song that, Lord, send forth your word, send forth your word. There is no situation that the Lord cannot change in our life when we hearken to his voice, when we hear the word of God, glory be to God, and when we anchor our faith on the word of God, there is no mountain that we cannot move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no situation we cannot change in the mighty name of Jesus, when we anchor our faith in our Lord, in our Savior. He promised to send a timely word. He promised to send a timely word. Glory be to God. In that moment of trial, in that moment when everything seems to be working, glory be to God, God is still speaking. Even when you go through the fire, he's still speaking. When the mountains are quaking, when friends are leaving you, the Lord is still speaking. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. All you need to do is to find a quiet place and be lost in the presence of the Lord and hearken to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory be to God. Amen. You see, Ezekiel talked of a scenario when he was being led by the Holy Spirit, and he said that he was led from the eastern side of the temple, and he entered into a place and he saw water. Hallelujah. And he began to walk into this water, and he said there was a time where the water was the ankle deep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't know where he was going, but it was under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, there are times where the Spirit may lead you to do something, but are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to take the steps he wants you to take? Glory be to God. Even when it doesn't make sense. When it doesn't make sense. The reason why sometimes we are not able to create new things, we are not able to create new songs, because we are not willing to be led. You know, we want to be around a familiar environment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, many churches today, if you sing a new song, they will look at you as if you are lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So they are stuck into singing songs that were sung 100 days ago, 100 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. But when there is change, they are not willing to embrace change. When there is a different leadership, they are not willing to embrace it. Praise the Lord. Because they want to be in the comfort zone. They don't want to be in that place where the Spirit will lead them to the place of full surrender. A place where the waters will be enough for somebody to swim in. Praise the Lord. What does that mean? It means a place of immersion, a place of full surrender to the will and the purposes of God. And that is the place where God will reveal his mysteries to you. That is the place where you will hear new sound. You will receive wisdom from above. You will receive direction from above. You will receive the word that will pull you out of that situation. Praise the Lord. Because you are willing to take steps. You are willing to do what God wanted you to do, even when it didn't make sense. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This year, it is my prayer that whatever God leads you to do, do it, even when it doesn't make sense. Hearken to the leadership of the Spirit. Hearken to the way God wants you to pray. Hearken to the way God wants you to worship him in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you take one step at a time, hallelujah, what started to be blurry, what started to be like a smoke, hallelujah, will find direction in the mighty name of Jesus. What started like a humming, hallelujah, glory be to God. You know, there are times where sometimes when you were in your keyboard playing, something just come like a humming, hallelujah, glory be to God. Something just leads you to begin to hum. It doesn't even make sense. How can a song come out of humming? And you are just humming there and the keys are playing. Glory be to God. And when you begin to take the leadership of the Spirit, you will realize it wasn't just a humming. There is a song that was being formed in the cloud. There was a song of revival. There was a song of deliverance. There was a song of salvation that was being formed in the cloud. Glory be to God. And if we are not taking and heeding to the leadership of the Spirit, we want to be able to capture what is in the Spirit and bring it to physical manifestation. Glory be to God. Because there are things that we have to capture in the Spirit. We have to capture the mind of God in the Spirit. We have to capture the wisdom of God. We have to capture heavenly things of God and form them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know the moment where God may give you something that is all scattered. Your tongues may be all scattered. Your prayers may be all scattered. That song that God wants to give you, it may be all scattered. Glory be to God. But when you begin to take the leadership of the Spirit, the whole structure comes into place. As you trust God one step to another, in the mighty name of Jesus, what started like a humming, hallelujah, the language begins to form. What started like a void, hallelujah, the cloud will begin to form, the rain will begin to form, the trees will begin to form, the fish in the sea will begin to form in the mighty name of Jesus, because all these things were in the Spirit, but it had to take somebody to rise up in the Holy Ghost at the leadership of the Holy Spirit and begin to capture the mind of God and begin to capture the wisdom of God and begin to capture the power of God and manifest it here on earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to be willing to be a vessels that will be inhabited by the presence of God. If the Spirit is living in us, then is a Spirit that leads. Are we together? Hallelujah. The Bible said to those that shall led are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And those who are led by the Spirit, they overcome the flesh, because there is somebody that is giving them direction. To be led, it means somebody is instructing you. To be led is somebody is leading you, is showing you the way, is showing you this is the way you need to worship me. These are the songs you need to sing. This is the way you need to pray. This is the way you need to study. Glory be to God. But most of the time, we don't even pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We don't pay attention to what the Spirit is saying, because we are so clouded. We don't trust in the Lord. There's so much that is distracting our mind that when the Lord is speaking, we are not hearing. Praise the Lord. Every trouble on this earth has a solution from God. Hallelujah. There is no situation that the Lord cannot change if we can hear Him and hear Him well. Hallelujah. There is nothing that the Lord cannot do if we can hear Him and hear Him well. And sometimes what you need is a simple instruction that can change your life forever. It's a simple instruction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you are not humble to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will miss your opportune time. You will miss your day of visitation because you are too arrogant. Hallelujah. You will miss instruction from the Lord because your heart is full of thorns. Your heart is full of pride. You will miss the instruction of the Lord that is meant to take take you to your next level. You will miss the instruction of the Lord that is meant to deliver you, that is meant to save you, if you're not paying attention to the speaking of the Lord, if you're not paying attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know something about the Father? Is the Spirit of the Lord is a gentle spirit. He is a gentle spirit. Glory be to God. He is not forceful. Hallelujah. He is not a dictator. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He only intervenes where he is welcomed. He only intervenes to the heart that is open to him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is not welcomed, he will walk away. He will walk away. Glory be to God. But when you welcome him, that Father, come and have dominion. Come and have dominion over my life. Come and have dominion over my situation. Come and have dominion in the church. Come and have dominion in my family. Come and have dominion. Come and shut down the mouth of the lions, oh God. I need you to pave way. I can't do it on my own. I need your direction. I need to see the way you see. I need to hear the mind of God. I need to understand the purposes of God. For you are the Spirit that searches the heart of the Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are the Spirit that understands the purposes of God concerning my life. And I want to commune with you. I want to know, what is the Lord saying? What does the Lord say concerning this situation? What does the Lord say concerning this investment that I'm about to do? What does the Lord say concerning this ministry that I'm about to do? What does the Lord say about this relationship I'm about to enter? What is the will of God? Are you willing to be led by the Spirit? Then the Spirit of the Lord will bring a timely message. A timely message that will pull you out of that darkness, that will pull you out of the hand of the wicked one, that will pull you out of deception, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it will lead you to the straight path. It will remove you from the crooked path to the straight path, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will not be lost, but you will find a way. You will not be lost, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be lost, but you will find your way. In the miry place, you will find a way. In the place where people are stuck, you will find a way. In the midst of darkness, you will find a way. In the midst of trouble, you will find a way. In the mighty name of Jesus, because our life are led by the Spirit of God, because our life are led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Father, we welcome you, O Lord Almighty. We welcome your leadership in our lives. We welcome your leadership in the church. We welcome your leadership in our churches, O God. That Father, come and have your way. Come and speak to us as your children. Come and baptize us, oh God. Come and give us direction as a church, as a people, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord, we will not miss the way. In the name of Jesus, none among us will miss the way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, send that timely word that we need, oh God, that will remove us from the camp of the enemy, that will disconnect us from the path of destruction, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send forth your word and let it accomplish that which you send it. For you said, I will send forth my word and it will not return to me void. And Father, we pray in the name that is above every name, that Lord, send forth your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Send forth your word. Even those that are lying in the hospital bed, send forth your word. Those that are sick in their home, send forth your word. Those that are in need of help, send forth your word. Those that are in need of salvation, send forth your word. Those that are in need of healing, send forth your word. Those that are in need of deliverance, send forth your word. Those that are in need of provision, send forth your word in the mighty name of Jesus, and heal us all from our infirmities. Disconnect us tonight from the powers of the enemy. Disconnect us tonight from the wrong paths in the name of Jesus. Bring us to a broad path in the mighty name of Jesus. It is our prayer tonight, oh God, that every crooked path be made straight by the authority of your word. Father, we surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, it is my prayer that as a church, as a people, as a ministry, we shall all be led by your Spirit. We shall not miss the way. We shall reach to the place you called us to reach. We shall reach to the mountain, Mount Zion, the place of life, the place of salvation, the place of hope, the place of your mercy, the place of your deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.